giving us a chance for the FIN conference to share our experience in mobile phone technology, the project that we have done in the border near Myanmar country. So I'll start with the background first. Actually, the healthcare system in Thailand is pretty well organized and distributed throughout Thailand. But some of them still, the system still does not function efficiently in many areas, especially in remote communities, because some of the report still manually come up in the hierarchy level. So sometimes it takes time to report on a different hierarchies, and the higher level just get the summarized of the data. So here's the facts. The existing healthcare system and reports are both manually and electronically transferred in hierarchy. And then sometimes it takes time. And the local health officer regularly spend their extra office hour or data entry on health center information system and do summary report again, the submission to the next higher level of their organization. So sometimes it consumes time. So we would like to help them with some better way to improve that. And some features, it's lacks of follow-up features effectively. Suppose that they would like to follow up on particular disease or particular healthcare like antenatal care. It's lack of features to follow up effectively. And some disease are separately recorded apart from the local health center. For example, the malaria is handled by another unit, the vector-borne control unit. Currently, the malaria reporting system is strong, but everything is still based on paper. So we come up with the Better Border Healthcare Program to challenge the current situation. And the main objective is to develop a technology-based solution that will increase the accessibility and affordability of the healthcare service. So we choose to improve the maternal health, focusing on antenatal care, because that is the remote area near the Myanmar border. The follow-up might be difficult. So we think that if we come up with a solution that would help increasing the follow-up, that will make the health of the maternity better. And to reduce, another program that we choose to reduce the child mortality, focusing on the expanded program on immunization. So they will bring the kids to the health center according to the follow-up schedule. So we try to come up with a system that can improve that. And the other thing is to monitor disease incident and treatment. This is for malaria, because they don't have any computerized system. They have everything on paper base. So the first two programs, we build up on the existing facility that the Ministry of Public Health currently have. But the third program, we build the system from scratch for them. So we come up with the mHealth application of smartphone in Better Border Healthcare Program. We wrote the abstract to search for the funding for Microsoft Research, and we'll get the grant for 2 years period. So the NOW project is ongoing. We implement the project on the January 2009, and we expect the result to be finished on the end of this year. The technology that we use at the data center, at the Mahidol Center, we use the hardware, the HP Proliant, Windows-based server, and mobile phones technology. And the software that we use Microsoft Windows Servers Enterprise 2008, SQL Servers 2005, Visual Studio.net to build up the application, PHP version 5, JavaScript, Macromedia Dreamweaver, Windows Mobile Phone 6. So the Better Border Healthcare Program is implementing in Thai Myanmar border areas. Actually, as I told you, there are two centers under the Ministry of Public Health structure. The health center, they have the system, healthcare information system available already. But the malaria clinic, they don't have electronic system to transfer data to the central. They have just a paper base. So the first system, we will enhance the system by adding more features. But the second system, we build a system for them, just for the trial that proof that the system can transfer the data with the web-based technology and mobile phone combination. So there are two models, the mother and child care model and the disease and treatment monitoring model. Here's the location that I mentioned. Here's us, Bangkok, the central Bangkok. And this is the data, the disease treatment monitoring model. This is for the mother and child care. It's located in Ratchaburi, which is about 200 kilometers from Bangkok. And another site is in Ratchaburi near Myanmar borders also. This is for malaria treatment. We will implement the program there. So let's go over the first model. The mother and child care model. Actually, this model is an add-on function to the existing healthcare information. The system is able to generate a listing of the antenatal care and expanded program immunization visit due date. So we just extract things that currently exist in the healthcare information system and then create a list. And then we will build an application on top of that to send an SMS or load the mobile application for the follow-up schedule. So this system will allow the healthcare personnel in cross-checking and identify status at the location when performing, because normally they will go to the home visit for reminding the patient to come visit at the health center. So we believe that the system will make more efficient in monitoring this ANC EPI coverage. Here's the data flow. The mother and child care will come to the local health center, and then we build application on top of the currently HESIS information. So the system will check all the data transfer to us and then update the household and build up the SMS menu for the local officer to send the messages by themselves. So here at the database server here, we will collect all the schedule and then regenerate the schedule. So the mobile phone will be used for the patient who has mobile phone already. We will use SMS to reach there. If there are any visit, we will remind them by SMS. But if they don't have the mobile phone, there will be a health volunteer existing in each particular village. So that particular volunteer will be given out with a mobile phone, loaded with the schedule that we download in our web server. So they can follow up. So they can follow up cases by using mobile phone and update the mobile phone. Here's the menu. This is the follow-up date that they're supposed, if they click on that, this is the build-up application. The list will come up that who should be follow-up. And when they connect it online, they will be able to send SMS to remind them the next visit. So when they click this button, when they go online, our SMS server will send the SMS to tracking to remind the patient to come up for the next visit. And this is the application in case that the patient doesn't have a mobile phone. We will load the follow-up schedule so they can capture the picture, the geocode, the location of the patients, and then the text messages. So the different kind of data can be captured. So this, the pictures show the cluster of the follow-up that they be able to follow. So you see that they can capture in different villages. So this is another picture that I can show you, that even the mobile phone signal coverage area is only available at this area. We still can capture a lot of data. At this area doesn't have mobile phone signal coverage, but the geocode that bundle with the application, we'll be able to get the locations and synchronize with the server. So even so, we can prove that the data can be captured. Here's some statistic that they be able to capture. Since we expect that the final result will be in this 2009. So lesson learned from the first model, even there is no mobile signal, it still can capture a lot of different type of data. And the well-integrated system should not increase workload to the local health system, because they won't be able to do more than the currently job that. So what we have is we just ask them to push some button to send data that they currently do on a daily basis without having them adding more workload. So we believe that the applying this should be improving the follow-up. The next system is disease and treatment monitoring module. This module allows remote data transfer technology in both text and geographic. The system generates SMS automatically reporting summary of malaria case and the list of patients on PDA, allow to them to follow up. Show you how the module works. For the vector-borne control unit that locates in the remote area, all the patients who get sick will come to the malaria and get diagnosed over there. They will have a microscopic test and rapid test for detection of malaria. When they detect on that, those who get infected will be recorded in our system. We built this system from scratch because currently they use paper-based on reporting the cases. So the infected case will be recorded. After recorded, the routine, they will follow up the case to confirm that the treatment has been done compliant. They will take drug according to the prescription. So we also generate the follow-up visit schedule on the mobile phone. Suppose they have three visit to go to the patient to ask whether they comply with the prescription or not. So once they go out and tracking patients, they will update each particular visit, and then we will also get locations data from each particular visit. So we will get location data from each particular visit that we follow up. And then the summary of the case we also send on a weekly basis of how many cases happen to the SMS, to the management level at the ministry. Here's the program that it looks like. Here's the follow-up visit if they get infected. So they're 7, day 14, day 20, day 28. Each particular visit, they will go out and then ask the whether they compliant with the prescription or not, or are there any clinical failure that happened on each particular visit, just to confirm that the parasite get eliminated. So after we launch the system, we can monitor on a daily basis the infected case report. So now the data can transfer to us or on a daily basis. The paper-based system now get changed into electronic. So right now we can know what's happened on that particular site on a real-time basis. And then we can generate the total infected case report into a easily looking by graph. Here's some statistic. There are 238 Thai infected, migrant 143. And then here's the follow-up. Actually, this is the ongoing. So on each particular day visit, it should be increasing because we cut off the data as of now. So the follow-up will be increased after they finish each particular visit. Just to show you that how they go out, and then this is the area that we set up the system. There are two areas that we implement the system. So this is the place that they go out and tracking. But the system is not perfect yet, because when we implement the system, we didn't tell them that the system is capable of geotagging. So what happened is, if they are in the target area, if they are in the target area here, we believe that they actually go out and tracking the system. But when we look at this, it's out of range. Actually, this is almost 50 kilometers from here. So we kind of went back and asked them, the case is really happening here? They said that, no, I just update the cases when I go out for travel at the dam. So we need to have the ability of the system to tell them somewhat that, okay, you are out of range, that you're supposed to track, something like that. So we do not expect that they will go out of range, that because they are on travel, and then they will still updating the status of the follow-up because it will become like their workload, that they're supposed to clear their follow-up schedule. So some lesson learned. This module proved that mobile technology can capture location pretty well. The system is also tracking, monitoring how local health staff handling cases in their own area. But we need some strategic planning when is required when implementing this kind of tool in large scale. And we are very lucky that because we proved that the system has been used effectively. So the module has been expanded now from one VB vector-borne disease unit to 27, covers 7 provinces near Cambodia border. This is funding by Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, support through WHO organization. And the new model will be used for capturing Artemisinin intolerant parasite and enhancing the existing surveillance system. So thank you.